Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Sandlin, who's the vice president, basically general manager of Shaw's Hard Surface Business, and we're down in his office in Dalton. Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. That general manager sounds a little bit fancy for me, though. I'm just trying to get this hard surface business going the right direction.
Well, then let's talk about that a minute. For many years, you came up through the soft side of the business. I think one of the first questions I have for you is Shaw is still the largest producer of soft surface in the world, and yet this hard surface business, we're seeing the trend move away from carpet toward hard surface in the marketplace. And at the same time, Shaw's business is also strengthening on the hard surface side. Talk a little bit about your all's growth in hard surface.
Yeah, Kemp, and I don't know, you know more about the, I guess, carpet share and all that, and the guys next door know a lot more about that. I mean, we're just focused on our hard surface growth and the categories that we're in, and the business has been healthy for us. As you know, we've got the organization to take it to the street, and we've improved, I think, at every level of that, from territory managers all the way up through the team that you're going to be meeting with today here. So that's been our focus, is getting our team right to make sure we take care of our customers.
Mm-hmm. So just talk about the components for a minute and through the history a little bit. Shaw first stepped out in the laminate business, and then in the hardwood business, you bought Anderson and grew organically your Shaw hardwood business. You then stepped into the tile business, and then lastly, a couple of years ago, stepped in the resilient business. So now you have products in every category, right?
We have them in every category, and we focus on some more so than others based off our capacities and so forth. Our most important category is wood, and that's where we've invested the most. You mentioned Anderson. We also bought Zigcraft. We bought Stewart. So we've had quite a few acquisitions there, and we've put a lot of things into those. I mean, we've spent a lot of money on those facilities the last several years trying to get them right from not only a service and product perspective, but also quality. And I think today I think most folks would say we're the best from a quality perspective as well. So yes, we're focused on all the categories, and we're excited about all of them. You know, obviously the resilient category's been hot, and that one's been good for us as well. So we're going after them all.
You know, I know you probably focus more on the residential side, but it was almost an embarrassment for the resilient industry to go to Neocon last year, and Shaw's there with the first products that they have in that category, and they win the Neocon Gold.
It wasn't an embarrassment for us. It was exciting for us, and I'm just proud of the commercial team. I mean, it was just it's taking the talent we have and working them into the hard surface arena. And, you know, success drives a lot of that. We've had some success in hard surfaces. So we've brought people into the business, and they've designed off the platforms they work from, you know, even in carpet. But also, we've had to pull in some design talent from the hard surface side as well. So we've married those up. And the commercial team's done a great job of getting product to market, and pretty products get to market. It's pretty sells, ugly don't, is the old adage from my carpet days. And we've come out with some really good-looking products for the marketplace, commercially and residentially.
Now let's talk about this one-stop shop theory for a minute, because obviously it's what Shaw is focused on. It's what Mohawk's focused on. Now we've got Tarkett entering the soft surface business. And as I look at the products you put together, you actually are almost coordinating the looks across the categories, aren't you?
We coordinate, but we make sure things are compatible. That's the main thing, is that if there's a hot color in carpet, we want to make sure things are compatible on the hard surface side. If there's a hot color in cabinets, we've got our design team that focuses on that as well. So your compatibility and coordination is a big part of it. So the teams, albeit you may have a different rep, a territory manager walking in, to the customer, they see that coordination and really consistency in our line. So I think it's helped a lot. And I think our competitors have done a good job of that too. I think everybody realizes that's a plus for our customer.
When people think about Shaw Industries, obviously quality, you have some great manufacturing, they make quality products. Floor Focus does these research projects in both the commercial and residential markets, and Shaw's usually at the top of a lot of these surveys. What is it that makes Shaw what it is, you think?
I know it sounds like a little bit of a cliche, but it's our people. We have worked hard on the hard surface side of Shaw's business to make sure we have the best people that are calling on our customers, that are managing the folks that call on our customers, and that are developing the products and putting the systems in place back here to drive our business so that we're at least as good as we are in carpet. And we're not there yet, but we're closer. And in the functional areas outside of hard surfaces that support us, because you can't do this without without the logistics teams and the quality teams and the distribution teams and all that. They have been very supportive, and again, that success has driven some of that. People like being around successful things, and now that we're supplying our customers better, it's been a lot better from that perspective.
You know, almost everybody's looking at technology and how technology can give shortcuts, but if you're talking about this whole people edge that you have, you know, people buy from people. How do you make sure that you still got those customer touches, you know, the flesh pressing opportunities and not just a bunch of emails and texting? How do you manage through all that?
Well, and I think everybody knows the flooring industry has gone under a little bit of a revolution the last 4 or 5 years, just with all the cuts that have been made from a people perspective. But the one area where we focused and tried not to make cuts was our customer touches, be it our customer service areas, which are very critical to us, to our drivers, to our territory managers. That's the area where we've gone toe-to-toe around here, making sure we don't lose that touch with our customers. And I think other people viewed that differently. And I think it's helped us a lot during the downturn, but I think it's going to help us more during the upturn because we haven't lost those relationships.
You know, let's talk about brands for a quick second. There's been a lot of debate about these manufacturers not continuing to build, say, the Shaw brand or the Mohawk brand or whatever it is, and they've allowed the channel, the retailer, to build their brands. Do you think that there's a strong argument for Shaw to continue to have a strong brand?
It's easy for me today. We got one in Shaw Hard Surfaces, and then we've got in wood, we've got two between Shaw and Anderson. So it's much less complicated than on the carpet side, and some of that's just share. I mean, when you have more share, you tend to have more sub-brands to drive that share to a greater point. But I think it's very important for Shaw to have a strong brand, and we will continue to be focused on the brand. That we're no less focused on the brand today than we were, you know, 10 years ago. It's all about how we go about it. I think it goes back to your former question about touches. Technology is a much greater part of the brand today than it was 4 or 5 years ago. Again, in hard surfaces, we're known as Shaw. We don't have the multiple brands that we would have in other areas.
All right, Scott, one last question. You know, Mohawk just recently bought Pergo, and they're in talks to potentially buy Marazzi. Does that change the dynamics of the marketplace, and what's Shaw's answer to that?
I think anything that happens like that changes the marketplace, and we are looking at it closely. We're going to grow in hard surfaces, and we're going to grow organically, and we're growing at a healthy pace right now, and we're looking at potential partners. So what's good for another company might not be good for us, but we're actively looking at how we grow our hard surface business either way. So yeah, it changes the dynamics, and we're paying close attention to it.
Great, Scott. Thanks for spending time with me again. We've been talking to Scott Sandlin, who's Vice President of Hard Surface at Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.